Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back is 12 after. I'm Jeff Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. Once upon a time, you could present a check for payment with the knowledge that it would float as it made the journey through the banking system. Now, what is float, you might be asking? The float was the time, typically days, that you had to use that money before the check was presented for payment at your bank. Well, that was a nice trip down memory lane, wasn't it? For several years now, the banking industry has been adopting new technologies and practices that moves your money more and more at the speed of light. And with each new generation, the check float time shrinks. Now, years ago, again, back in memory lane, years ago, you could present a check to your bank could be in your town, and you could present your check to somebody, and you knew that check was going to be presented to the another bank, because that's where the person you gave the check to banked. And you knew that check had to go to another part of the state, and maybe even to another part of the region before it got all the way back and credited against your account in your bank's records. It could take days. Years ago, it could take 4 or 5 days, maybe a week, for that check to get back. And you could, and of course, some people would do something called kiting checks, but at least you knew that there would be, for cash flow purposes, especially in a small business, you knew how long it would take for that money to get back. Well, back in the mid-70s, the banking industry came up with something called automated clearinghouse. And what happened there basically was that the banks got together and they created one kind of a central clearinghouse in your state. And so that even though the bank, the check that you gave to that person that went to another bank for deposit in their account, once it got to that clearinghouse, it cleared your bank and their bank, any participating bank in the ACH, it cleared their account, your account, I should say, much quicker. So that cut down on the float. But there's some new things. There's something new coming out soon, and I want to tell you about that right now. The U.S. banking system, and this will give you an example of what the banking system's up against. The U.S. banking system physically transports 100 million checks every day. So think about that now, moving that many checks around every day. What about after 911? After 911, it became evident that the system needed, that there was a system needed, I should say, that would make the system less vulnerable to disruptions in air and ground transportations. After 911, the clearing of checks was hurt, just as your business was hurt, my business was hurt because of the slowdown in the economy. The planes were on the ground, our documents couldn't move, et cetera, et cetera. So they determined that they needed a new system. Consequently, here's what you got. Check Clearing for the 21st Century Act. The Check Clearing for the 21st Century Act, or as its nickname is, Check 21. Check 21 was passed, and it will go into effect October 28th. 2004. And although it wasn't the prime motivation for Check 21, it turns out that one of the byproducts of Check 21 is the ultimate end of float as we know it. Now, remember, float is the time it takes for you to present your check and for it to clear your account. With Check 21, essentially, float as we know it is going to go away. Practically speaking, when you present a check for payment to a merchant with Check 21 capability, for example, if you go to the mall and a large department store, this may be happening right now. In fact, I think there may be some people who already have this technology. When you present your check to a merchant with Check 21 capability, the amount on the check will be debited from your account at the point of sale. That's right. No mailing it, no float. I mean, we're talking about the end of float. And for example, it works the same way. It will work the same way as an approval of your debit card. You know how you have debit cards that you can swipe or you can give to the person to have it scanned, and they check your account right there. And if you have money in your account, then you get the goods. If you don't, they take it back. So, in fact, with Check 21, think about this now, folks. This is going to be a paradigm shift for you, probably. What I'm about to say. In fact, the merchant will take your check with Check 21 capability. They'll take your check, scan it. It'll be debited from your account, and the merchant will probably hand you back your check. They won't even keep your check, because what basically has happened is they've created what will now be authorized to happen based on Check 21. They will have created a substitute check. Remember the 100 million checks that I told you about? Well, they want to cut down on that for obvious reasons. Number one is the first reason was just the issue of moving checks around in the event of a problem with ground or air transportation. But for you, that's for the bank's benefit. But for your situation, how it's going to affect you and me is that when you give a merchant a check, it will be, who has to take the Check 21 capability, it will be debited to your account immediately, and they'll probably just give you your check back. Now, when we come back after these messages, I want to talk to you about how Check 21 is going to affect your small business and your cash flow. There's good news and there's bad news. 20 after. Stay with us. I had a shine on my boots. I had my sideburns low. With my New York brim and my gold jewel display. Nobody give me trouble because they know I got it made. I'm bad. I'm nationwide. Back is 23 after. Thanks for hanging around with me. We're talking about Check 21 and how it's going to change your life as a consumer and as a small business owner. As a consumer, with Check 21, the days of shopping with checks first and making deposit later are over. You know how you used to do that? You could take your, you could get paid on Friday and go shopping at lunch, maybe, or maybe you're going to get paid this afternoon, and at lunch you go shopping, go buy something, go pay a bill or whatever it might be, and knowing that you were going to get paid at 3 o'clock, and by 4:30, 5 o'clock, you'd have your money in the bank, right? Wrong. Forget that with Check 21, because when you present your check to somebody with Check 21 capability, they know whether that money's in there or not. You have no time in advance. Therefore, the end of float. That's what's happening. And that's what's going to be happening. So if paper checks, if a paper check is basically going to be treated like a debit card, it's easy to see how this icon of our consumer society will join float in the history books. In fact, one expert predicted that with Check 21, the current movement away from paper checks and toward electronic money will shift into hyperspeed. Now, one of the another goal of Check 21. Remember, the first goal was really to be able to move the money around without being exposed to any problems with ground or air transportation. And the unintended consequence really was the end of float. But another goal of Check 21 was processing efficiency. Under the new law, under Check 21, banks won't be required to return your canceled checks. Think about that. This will mean significant savings for banks. For example, right now it costs a bank about 16 cents per check to process your check. When they go to Check 21, it'll cost 2 cents. Now, they're not obligated to give you any of those savings, by the way. So you won't be, maybe this is be a good time to buy stock in a bank, but it will mean savings to the banks. But if you rely on return checks for record keeping, you're going to need a new system. Think about that. Now, those of you small business owners who use your checks, you know how we used to say, oh, no, I don't need a receipt. I'll have my canceled check. Well, you're going to have to start getting receipts now if you haven't been. Or you're going to have to rely on the receipts more. If you want to get your checks back, you won't get your checks back, but you could get a copy of the substitute check. But guess what? You will have to ask for it, and some banks might charge you for it, for giving you a copy of the substitute checks. So pay attention to that. Be prepared for that, because that's going to be part of Check 21. Initially, Check 21 technology will likely be too expensive for you and me, for most small businesses, but not for our large vendors. So remember when you could send a check to a vendor of your small business? You could send it out on Monday, knowing that it wouldn't get there in the mail till Wednesday, knowing that you have, you know, a pretty good size payment coming on Thursday from one of your customers, a big contract that's closing, that's when the payment's going to be made or whatever. Knowing that, you would anticipate that check coming in, and you'd write the check to your vendor, knowing that that money, maybe daily receipts, you knew that that was going to come in. Well, if your vendor has Check 21 technology, and they very well may, if they're large enough, at least at first, your check is going to clear your bank or attempt to clear your bank very soon after the mail runs in the office of your vendor. So think about that. Even though Check 21 will mean less float time on your checks, theoretically, the impact should be offset by quicker availability of cash from checks that you take in. For example, when you present your, you won't, so let's say you don't have the Check 21 technology initially, which you probably won't, neither will I, but your bank does. So the moment your bank clears that at their location, then you theoretically should get credit for those funds, for those collected funds. However, this is an important point to know, and you need to talk to your banker about this. The new law doesn't require banks to reduce the time that they can hold checks for collected funds. That's something to know about. So, after all this, if your bank's overdraft protection service is starting to sound like a good idea right now, your instincts are good, I'd encourage you to check with your bank right away about explaining how their overdraft protection system works. But here's the good news. Since Check 21 will hasten the already growing use of debit cards, you can improve your cash flow now. You don't have to wait till you can afford Check 21 technology. You can do it now by offering your customers the ability to pay with debit cards. And that technology is available today, and it's affordable. So that's one way you can go ahead and get more and more of your customers are going to say, you know, if the check's not going to float, I might as well just pay with a debit card and not carry checks around. That's going to be happening more and more. And so ultimately, over the next generation, checks are going to become a thing of the past. One more thing about Check 21 that's good. Fewer paper checks also means fewer bad checks. Write this on a rock. Say goodbye to the float. Say hello to Check 21. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back with Kurt Chaffetz. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.